Mike, when you decide to make any kind of a tweak to the offense, what is the tipping point for that? Is it based on maybe a player's performance in practice? Is it based on what you need in the game plan?
I think a combination of both.
Yeah. And what is there anything that you guys, without giving away strategy,
right,
will you have any tweaks coming up?
Oh, yeah. You know, every week when you go into a game week, based on who you play, there's always going to be tweaks. May or may not be noticeable to people in the stands or to the media, but there's always tweaks of how we're doing things and what we're doing. But your core is still your core, but every week you go in with game plan thoughts that attack certain things that they're doing.
Mike, you're down about 50 yards a game on average as
yep.
far as the running attack goes. What's the difference from last year to this year?
Well, if I knew that, I would hopefully correct the problem more soon than hopefully we have. It comes down to quantity. I don't think we've run the ball quite as much. We've been in a couple of situations where a couple of weeks ago, we fell behind and didn't run the ball, had limited reps in the first half. But, it's just a matter of getting it called, executing it, and doing it the right way. And we can do a much better job. Yeah. Well, I think they're a hard-working group. They're a work in progress. I've said that from the very beginning. They're going to continue to get better. I think they're taking a lot of hits that aren't all necessarily their fault. I think you can spread that around to all of us, not just to them. The quarterback, the irony is, as you go back and look at it, the hits on quarterbacks are down. It's just our sacks are up. And, at the end of the game, you ask Ryan, how you feel? I feel fine, and the less hits you have on your quarterback, there is damaging the hit that he takes that he doesn't see or is damaging as anything in relationship to his health. And he hasn't it has not been an inordinate number. Ironically, in games, after the games, we'll have more sacks. And I don't count the hits. A sack is a hit on a quarterback. That's classified as a sack, even though it is a hit. But, we obviously have to clean that up because the sacks change field position. We're giving up in the last game. We gave up minus 35 yards in offense. So we certainly cannot afford to do that.
Mike, we won't obviously know for sure until we get on the field. And
sure.
Play.
I don't think you can tell until you get into the game, and we're playing against, you have to understand, I think when you go against the Saints and you go against their two rushers and their inside guys, I thought they were as good as two of the, probably one of the best rushing groups that we've had. Now, they've caused people some problems. I think Dumervil and Suggs have caused people problems. They certainly caused us problems. This week they obviously have a couple guys that can do the same thing, and so we have to be able to hold up, but we have been in a situation where we've gone against some pretty dang good rushes, and obviously we have to keep our quarterback correct, and we didn't do that, and that lies on me as well as much as anybody else.
How important has Charles Clay's performance? How important has that been for this offense? And was there a time back in August when Keller went down, even one day, when you were thinking, boy, we could be in trouble here?
Well, certainly losing the services of Keller. I mean, he's a talented athlete and would have loved to have kept him healthy. But the emergence of Charles Clay, I don't see it as a result of his injury. I really thought that was going to happen even with Keller being here. And Keller would have his balls and Charles would have his. I've seen it written that, the emergence of Charles Clay because Keller's not here. I didn't necessarily see it that way. I envisioned Charles having, based on what he did in mini camps and OTAs in the preseason, he would have his fair share of touches. Maybe Dustin would have taken some catches away from him, but as far as his performance, I saw him being a vital part of the offense even previous to the injury to Dustin. Now, we were certainly disappointed to lose a player like him and had a role for him, but Charles was always in the plans from the beginning.
In like a two-tight end set, or would they have alternated in your mind?
I think that, you know, we have three tight ends right now, and there would have been an opportunity when you have four to maybe do a couple more things. When you invest in a package, you have to make sure that you can continue to run that package if you have an injury. And so during the course of a game, you don't want to be out of business on something you invested in during the course of the week. So maybe there'll be more, a little bit, two tight ends possibly.
Mike, last week I asked you about the struggles with stretch plays, and you said that was something that the coaching staff would look into with the running game. What has changed this week? What did you examine on the bye with the stretch running plays?
Well, I think it goes hand in hand. We have to execute better. When we looked at it, execution was part of it. It wasn't just the line. Sometimes it was, sometimes it wasn't. We need to press the hole a little bit better. Babel one step cut it and take it up behind the blockers. Sometimes we might have cut it just a little bit too soon. Other times we might have been behind the block a little bit as offensive linemen. So there were variables that existed that you could, you know. Another time there were seven guys in the box. I mean, so there were a couple of instances that I think we looked at that we feel like we can get fixed, and we've stressed that with our players.
Mike, when a team is struggling on pass protection and you don't want to make personnel changes or you don't make personnel changes, what are your scheme options? I mean, can you use more three-step tops or more, you know, max protect, or what are your options?
Well, we do a fair amount of three-step right now, about it, seven or eight times a game. We also have some max protect. We chip guys. I just think that it's a collective effort by everybody. The timing and rhythm of the play has to possibly speed up. But I don't necessarily think that any more three-step, I mean, people can sit on your three-step game pretty quickly if you overuse it. And I think we're using it. We're very effective with it. And I think we use it just about to the right percentage. We're pretty much a five-step team. We do some seven-step. Only had four of them in the game last time we played. We are trying to chip guys at different times, but sometimes when they feel the chip, they were coming underneath the tackles as opposed to absorbing the chip block with the backs of the tight end. So we just have to coach it up better, that's all.
One or two more. What have you seen from Mario Williams? Buffalo is moving him around, right?
They are. I mean, he's moved around to different spots. Even in this last ball game, we saw him do a couple things we haven't necessarily seen him do on a regular basis. So they're certainly trying to free him up. I was with him in Houston, and he's a heck of a player. I mean, he's come a long way from his rookie year, and he was a great player as a rookie. He's a great player right now.
Mike, on the issue of pass protection again, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, I hate it when you guys do that math because it doesn't normally work out. I've never seen it, you know, when everybody says if he does this, they normally don't continue that trend. I mean, and I'm saying normally, and I don't anticipate that to happen. There's going to be some games where there are none, and it's going to even out. Now, do we have to get better protection across the board? Absolutely. But I don't necessarily project that we have the amount of games that we've had right now, after five ball games, that we can project that out for the rest of the season. Now, I think we'll make some improvements. As I said, from OTAs to mini camps, my consistent refrain has been we're a work in progress up front, and I think we'll keep getting better. They're a good working group. Got a good coach in there with Jimmy Turner, and obviously we have to do a better job as an offense, and I believe we will. I was trying to answer it a long way so you didn't ask the question, but I was hoping you'd forget the question and the answer, but it almost worked. But a little filibuster, yeah. Didn't work. It used to work for Parcells, though, didn't it? Yeah.
My question was going to be, is he on notice? Is he on a short leash?
He understands. He understands the situation. And, it's easy to say, well, let's just put this guy in or that guy in. There's a reason why he's our starting tackle. I mean, it's based on going all the way back to when he got here and the work, the body of work that he's done previous to that and others have done. So, we've gone into this thing with him, and we're hoping he can iron some things out, and we can iron things out as an offense as well, and maybe help him in some situations. But no one cares more about it than he does. He's working hard, and I know that's not a the answer people want to hear. The productivity is the bottom line, and I believe because of the way he works that he'll work through this thing, and a little bit of a rut right now, but I think he'll work through it, and we'll be fine.